Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 24th of July, A Heavenly Body. In addition to receiving the seed of our sonship through new birth, we also receive a heavenly body which is reserved for us with Christ in God's house. Jesus prepared this body for each one of us as he fulfilled the works of our name in the course of his offering and suffering journey from Gethsemane to Calvary. At the last Passover, he said to his disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Receiving a heavenly body highlights that through new birth we are raised with Christ to become citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem. The psalmist prophesied of this amazing implication of new birth and baptism by the Father, writing, "And of Zion, where the heavenly Jerusalem has been established, it will be said, this one and that one were born in her, and the Most High himself, that is, the Father, shall establish her." The heavenly Jerusalem, the Church, is the context where sons of God are to lay down their life in love for one another, according to their name as a son of God. The desire to abide here and to express love through serving, which is the nature of God's life, is the evidence that a person has been born again. Highlighting this implication of new birth, the Apostle John said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God." The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3, Psalm 87, verse 5, 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, and Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 5.